Good morning, Bethel. Second edition of our online worship service. I was very grateful for what Mandy did last week, and I'm sure she's doing something along those lines. I encourage you to avail yourself to that, of our song, if you will, worship. It's very important. I know not very many people want to hear me sing, so we're going to spare you of that, but I enjoy doing that. Just on my own, just absolutely lifting my voice. The Bible doesn't say make an in tune noise. It says make a joyful noise. And so it's very important for us to continue that part of our worship service. You know, granted, this is out on the World Wide Web, but this is for our folks at Bethel Baptist Church in Lone Del Mow. And if it touches beyond that, hallelujah, praise the Lamb. Just on a very funny note, I had one person say, boy, you got to get those things, you know, these little, whatever you call them, panels with our Bethel logo on it was a little off kilter last week. I left it that way on purpose just to get those that I know that it bugs to come out from the shadows. And they did. They did. They came out. Oh, man. I corrected it. You see that. So, you know, if there's anything else, and yes, I'm wearing the same shirt. And some of you will get why I'm doing that. And I'm going to tell you my public relations answer for why I'm doing that is because I love this shirt. I love it. It has been washed, cleaned. I've had a whole week to do that. And so I wore it again today just because I wanted to. To me, this shirt communicates what I want you to receive from me, and that is, we're going to go sailing soon type thing. This is all going to pass. We're going to be all right type thing. So with that said, also, you know, was thinking along the lines of humor. What are some sayings that we can no longer say during this time? Have you thought about that? One is when a person asks you, how you doing? What's your response? Same old, same old. You can't say that. You can't say that anymore. I mean, you know, again, this is our first go. I'm going to talk more about that here in a minute, but that's a saying that's going to have to wait for a while. All right. How about this one? I got to look at my list here. How you doing? Living the dream. I got a real good friend. That's what he says every day. Living the dream. Now, he's being sarcastic, and I know that. I know that, but I mean, really? You're dreaming of a pandemic? I hope not. How about this one? Another day, another dollar. We wish. The economy's taking it on the chin and the such. So these are some of the sayings that you might want to, you know, get something else to say and the such. I've had some really good feedback from Underground Church, Above Ground Assault, and several people were, what was that again? And yes, you know, I've proven that I don't come up with really good abbreviations. You're not going to necessarily go out and buy a hat with this on it or a shirt. But the point for me is not form. I'm not looking for form. I'm looking for function. And my abbreviations always deal with function. And so my message to you last week was, yes, this is a difficult time, but let's make the best of it by, let's do a little underground practice. One of the members said, you know, whoever thought about us having our pastor in our kitchen or living room via the internet? And here we are. Now, granted, you know, there's been churches doing that for years. We have not done it yet to this point. Because we didn't see the need. There's a need now. There's an absolute need. And so we're doing that. Above ground assault. We need to be sure and get the word of God to our world. So have you done your prospect list? I'm going to make this a little bit of an obnoxious thing because I think it's so important. I did mine and I'm up to 102 prospects of people in my life that are in my world. I haven't even scratched the surface of the people that I meet on a daily basis when I'm not in isolation type thing. And so we need to do this. And so once you've made your list, you start your prayer list. It becomes a prayer list first. You start praying over them. You start praying for them. You start asking God to bless them. You start asking God to speak to them. You start asking God to give you opportunity to witness for Him to them, things of that nature. It's powerful if we will do it. And so I want to ask the question, how do we stay calm? Because, and I don't know what your experience is, I've for years have begged you to stay in the loop, be aware of what's out there. You know, the men of Issachar, the men and women at the church at Berea, they were understanding of the times. So you need to do that. We're going to talk more about that in just a moment also. But how do we stay calm in this time? Well, for me, I want to encourage you, yes, you need to be aware of what's going on. You need to read the articles, listen to the videos of the people that are in the know, listen to the briefings of our governments and such. But, so that's on one side. And on this side, you need to be reading the scripture. You need to be reading good, healthy articles about it's going to be okay, things of that nature. One of those articles I read this morning by Max Lucado. Ellen Sullivan is a huge fan of Max Lucado, and there's a reason for that. He's a wonderful writer. He wrote a book called Traveling Light, and it just involves unpacking your suitcase. Well, we need to do that on a daily basis, because Fox News and CNN and MSNBC, they pack our luggage with fear and foreboding and uncertainty. We need to unpack that suitcase each day with sovereignty, with provision from God, with there's no panic in heaven, only plans, and such of that nature. So I had my, you know, I told you last week that I, just ignore that, told you last week that I had my first thing of, it just got real. When two Mondays ago now, the President of the United States comes out and says 15 days. Well, we're approaching the end of that 15 days. And I think we could all agree that we're probably not going to be being told that, okay, you're good to resume life as normal. That's probably not happening in time real soon. So, you know, just know, as Bethel folks, your leaders will be reevaluating this. As I told you two Mondays ago, we will be reevaluating this Monday and through the week and getting word to you what our plan is from this point forward. But, so that was it just got real moment when I realized that they don't want us to have church. You know, even though there's certainly churches smaller than 50, there's a bunch of churches that are larger than 50, they don't want us meeting. So what do we need to do? Well, it was pretty simple for me. Obey the rulers, if you will. Obey the laws of the land. You need to follow your leaders until it becomes obvious that you shouldn't. And I don't believe we're there yet. I don't. I truly do not believe we're there yet. I believe that we are getting good advice. I do. I believe that we are... I believe we need to do what we're being asked to do. So that's why we did what we did two Mondays ago. We, if you will, canceled church services. You understand there's no entity or power in this universe that can cancel the church of Jesus Christ. The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And we all know, I hope, or I haven't done my job well, the church is not what's sitting over here 100 yards from this ministry center that I'm preaching this sermon in. The church is you and I. The church is Jesus Christ in the hearts of men, women, boys, and girls. And yes, in a local, visible body of called out believers. And so the churches of Jesus Christ can still be the body of Christ without meeting corporately for the time being. We can. And so it's extremely important that we do that. Well, so my second, it just got real this week. So now we're basically the story I'm fixing to tell you. We're a week and a half into the 15-day isolation that we've been asked to practice. They haven't told us we can't get out. They've told us not to get out unless we need to, and such of that nature. So I was out. I was at Buckeyes, and you know me. I like to raise stuff, whether it's animals or plants. I like to raise stuff. Well, now I'm in a situation where we've seen that our food chain, supply chain, is vulnerable when the entire nation decides to go buy toilet paper at the same time. Our supply chain is vulnerable. And so I went to Buckeyes to just look. And I went into the chicken aisle. Now, Buckeyes usually has anywhere from 200 to 500 chickens at any one time. Not a single chicken. So my first thought is, okay, you know, this is not the result of someone coming in here and wiping them out. This is a result of, you know, they've just sold them out. You know, 100 people came maybe at one time. It's okay. It's all right. They'll get more. So then I go to the seed aisle. Tons of seeds. But I've just had the unnerving experience of no chickens. And so I'm picking up packets. I'm picking up packets of seeds. And about the seventh or eighth packet, I just word a prayer. I can feel the anxiety building. Just word a prayer. Lord, please help me not to purchase out of fear. Please help me not to purchase out of fear. About that time, true story, maybe 45 seconds later, if even, I'm still bent over looking at the seeds. Craig Licklider sends me a text. How you holding up? That's what the text said. I just bowed my head and said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're aware. You're watching. So I called him. And I said, not very well. I told him the story. We laughed. We talked. 20 minutes at Buckeyes. Had a great time on the phone. Encouraging one another. I want to encourage you. God can use you if, no, let me rephrase that. God does use you, and he wants to use you. So the next time someone's name is laid on your heart, call them, text them, write them, pray for them. God is trying to use you to encourage them. We all need that. So, what is God saying to America? So now we're, you know, because you understand we don't get to spend a lot of time with each other, so all of that was introduction. But I got a timer here. We're going to try to stay with reality. What's God saying to America? First of all, I believe with all my heart that he is saying, come to me. Come to me. Now, this is something I've been telling people, and I mean for it to be an encouragement. I don't know if it is or not. But you understand that this is our first go. And so I think some of that has brought some anxiety. What do I mean? I ain't ever lived through a pandemic before, have you? No. And with very few exceptions, people that are still alive from 1918, the Spanish flu, the last pandemic, as far as I am aware of. And yes, I understand that you've had SARS and MERS and these other, the N1H1, swine flu. But those never reached pandemic level that this has. And so this is our first go with a pandemic. People that are alive on this planet right now. And I think that that has brought a different level of anxiety. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Nobody here knows what we're doing type thing. And in my humble opinion, that's fed by the devil. That's fed by our flesh and the world. And those are the three enemies that we are supposed to overcome, avoid, and not listen to. So What I want to assure you, though, is that this is not this planet's first go of pandemics. It's not. It's not this world's first go round. And we have history books. And we have the advantage of their knowledge and wisdom. And that is one of the reasons that we are socially isolating, is because that's one of the ways they've fought them in the past. So we are not without wisdom. We are not without some experience, if you will. And so I think that one of the things that God is trying to say to us is that I'm trying to get your attention. I'm not trying to wipe you out. I'm trying to get your attention. Why would God say that? 2 Chronicles 7:14. And we've talked about this verse a lot. In our second service, usually, we may be doing it in the first service, I cannot remember. But one of our sound techs is faithful to put this verse up there. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, and turn..." Are you aware, Ben? Pastor, you understand that? Are you aware, Ben? Pastor, you understand that? Are you aware, Ben? Verse 30. You understand that? Are you aware, Ben? Verse 13, what it says. And of course, off the cuff. No. This is what verse 13 says. And he's speaking, of course, to Solomon. And this is after Solomon has asked. And he's done the sacrificing in the new temple. And God said, "You ask for whatever you want, I'll give it to you." And he asked for wisdom. And he gives him this promise. "If I shut up heaven, that there be no rain," trying to get your attention. "Or if I command the locust to devour the land," and you know that's going on in Africa right now, trying to get your attention. "Or if I send pestilence among my people." And you and I may think that word pestilence, pest, would have to do again with animals. He's already listed that. This is something different than an animal, if you will. What is it? One scholar has translated this word, pandemic. "If I send a disease across the globe," type thing. "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." Now, I know this is familiar, but what I'm asking you, are we doing it? Too many times, we allow the petty things in our life to build up and stop our ears. And I'm begging you, no matter what you think about me, no matter what you think about the church, no matter what you think about why you shouldn't listen to this person or why that person is disqualified from saying this, that, throw all of that out. Listen as if God himself were speaking to you. And he's asking you, are you doing this? Are you truly, as my child, God would say, are you humbling yourself? Are you praying? Are you seeking my face as in a relationship? Are you turning from your wicked ways? If you do, I will hear from heaven and I will heal your land. Folks, we're the key. Trump is not the key. Nancy Pelosi is not the key. The stimulus package is not the key. Democrats and Republicans are not the key. The children of God are the key to turning this pandemic. I believe that. I do. So let's think about this. What has God done in this pandemic? What has he done? What has he allowed to be done? Maybe that makes some of us feel a little better. Think about it. Sports. You know, if we sat here and talked about what are some of the little G gods of America, sports anybody? What sports are going on right now? MMA. That says probably more about them than it does the sport. But and don't get me wrong, I love MMA. But just saying, our sporting world has been brought to a halt with the exception of one or two events. What about our entertainment? We can't go to the theater. Groups of 10, anybody? It's unlawful in Franklin County right now to meet in groups of larger than 10. Do you think you'd ever say that? The entertainment world, with the exception of Netflix and all that stuff, amen, hallelujah, praise the Lamb. But watch this, the way we normally do entertainment. What about our food chain supply? Been to the grocery store lately? Granted, honestly, still quite a bit. What would you say? 70 to 90% of stuff still available. Toilet paper? Forget about it. Dried beans? Good navy. Yes, pun intended. Had no clue. If I'd had any idea, I would have rushed to the grocery store to get some beans because I have a ham bone at the house. And that ham bone needs some beans. Don't you people go get me dried beans. But do you hear what I'm telling you? The world is coming to an end type thing. Our food chain supply has been affected by this. We're used to availing ourselves, and that hopefully attempt at humor is to illustrate, we are used to availing ourselves to any type of food that we want to at any time. That's stopped. What about the economy? We're struggling as a nation, and we're going to, because our economy has been affected. A lot of people cannot socially isolate and do their job. And so that's being affected. Social gatherings? I mean, we are a social people, maybe not even in the right way, because we get together a lot of times and do the wrong thing, but still, we are a social people. And all those things have come to a stop. They have. There's no baseball. There's no hockey. I could go right down the line. All of the little g gods of America that we value the most have been absolutely affected by this virus. God is trying to get our attention. And Christians, we are the key. So I'm asking you, I'm about done. I'm asking you, have you done it yet? Have you evaluated? Have you asked yourself the question? And I think I mentioned this, that Tara in the Bethel Radio Hour, which is available right now on our media sites, she talks about this. Yours and my kingdom interfering with God's kingdom. You need to listen to the Bethel Radio Hour this week, please. With that said, have you asked yourself the question? Have you evaluated? Have you humbled yourself? Have you turned from those wicked ways? Have you asked God, put your finger, Lord, on the things that I need to turn away from? Have you sought His face? Have you prayed? Church, we have not because we ask not. So, we're going to close it with this. Two things, actually. We're going to close the message with this. Ask God to show you all the areas that you need to repent and change. Then ask God to absolutely stop this virus in its tracks. Ask God to heal our world according to His will, for His glory and His name's sake. Let's shoot for the moon. And then ask God to give us the grace to deal with what He chooses to do and to glorify His name in that process. So just a few housekeeping things. I realize the setting, if you will, that I'm in here, so I don't want to get too detailed, but to Bethel Baptist Church, you know who I'm talking about. A next door neighbor that is on our cancer list got word this week that her tumors have shrank 50%. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Let's pray for zero type thing. 5 Minute Pastor has been started on the same YouTube channel. Please avail yourself to that. We're going to try to release a 5 Minute Pastor every day. I've got 16 ready to go, and then we'll be making more as we are able. And then Bethel Radio Hour, again, was done last night, Friday evening, Bethel Radio Hour COVID-19 edition. And so please avail yourself to that. May the Lord richly bless you. You know our contact numbers and such. If you need us, please get in touch with us. I love you. Look forward to seeing you again real soon.